My name is Jerry Molina. My GLC number is 108560.
Mr. Molina, you appear for those on the Board of Executive Committee for your ramifications hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant, and based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on March the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yeah, I guess, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see there, that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Molina and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Molina, there is one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office on or about December 12, 2017, as verbally directed on November 30th, 2017. You are actually avoiding supervision. So is that true or false?
That's true. I didn't show up.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based upon the exclusion of Mr. Molina, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he was delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or companies.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision. Now we have run into phase 2 of the hearing. Now in phase 2, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We begin phase 2 by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. After we receive that, then we'll come back and talk with you before we make a decision. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
November 15, 2017, Mr. Molina was released from DOC. He was arrested February 5, 2018 by the Pasco Yaqui PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 5, 2018, with an adjusted CACD of May 11, 2018, 55 absconding days. Per conviction, 2015, his conduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 1994, shock incarceration, 2 counts, each for 3 months, 29 days. 1995, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 1998, his conduct involving weapons, 2.5 years. 1998, flight from law vehicle, 2 years. 2004, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. 2008, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. This is his sixth term at DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Edith Street Posse Bloods criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision, 1995, temporary release, arrested for possession of narcotics, revoked by the BOEC. 2000, TIS release, arrested on DV offense, reached CCD in custody. 2005, TIS release completion, 3 months. 2011, TIS release of absconder, 426 days, developed by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. After his return to custody on February 27, 2018, he received a disciplinary for producing a UA that was positive Okay, it looks like he refused the ticket. There was a refusal to submit a UA. Other arrests, 1997, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2000, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2001, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G7V8.
Great, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby, for that information. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Molina. It seems that when you were released, you were to reside with Lisa Lee and Tucson. Who is Lisa Lee? Is that a friend of yours, a relative? Who is that, sir?
Girlfriend, sir.
That's your girlfriend. So how long did you stay with her, sir?
I was released.
Okay. But I do take note that you were suspended for 55 days, so you forgot to tell your parole officer that that's where you were staying, so they did not know where you were, sir?
No, that's the address I got released to.
But what happened?
The address.
But how did you end up getting these 55 days of suspension, sir?
They said that I was supposed to report on the, I think it was the 12th. Well, I thought it was once a month, and that was, I think, like 10 days later, so I just got confused from the dates. Oh. And then I looked, and there was already a warrant for my arrest.
Okay, sir. You thought you were supposed to report once a month, and then they wanted to see more than that. Did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. I was working for the security, watching the sheriff's vehicles, and I also worked at the gem show in Tucson. I do security for
the community. Okay. So you did have some employment while you were out. You worked for the sheriff department watching their cars. It'd been easy for you to just say, hey, I'm going to have this warrant, sir, can you help me? Why don't you go talk to my PO and tell him where I am? But I guess you just didn't think about that, did you? Since you were working for law enforcement, okay. Just something to think about, sir. They didn't call your number at all. You were in the room. Your caller was not called while you were on supervision. Have you ever had any problem with drugs, sir, in the past?
In the past, I have, sir, but I don't do drugs now.
Okay, so when did you stop doing them, sir?
It's been so long. For at least 10 years.
Well, I commend you for that. That's great. That's a real positive, and I hope that will remain true from this point onward, sir. I also took note that you were to enroll in this anger management program. Did you complete that anger management program, sir?
I have several anger management certificates from DOC.
I guess one reason that I had an interest in that one is because I do take note that in looking at your records,
yes,
you were choice, possession of weapons and so forth, and anger management. And I'm just wondering if you've gotten that under control now, so that you won't have a problem with anger management whether you get out now or whether you get out in May, because that's one of the things that can create a real problem if you don't have control over your anger management or over your behavior.
I did have issues back. I'm older now, 43 years old now. Yeah, much wiser, and I know right from wrong now. Back then, when I started coming to DOC and all that, I just was just a young and immature and just really didn't care. But now I have kids, and now I know what it is to be responsible. And I never worked a day in my life until the last, from 2005 to 2008 and recently, so.
I'm glad to see that you're maturing, we're working, and how old are your kids, sir?
My kids are 19, 20, and 24, and I have two stepkids that I did take care of. They're 11 years old. They're twins.
Well, you really need to be a role model for the kids, and I want to commend you for maturing after having all this long record with DOC. So, whether this will let you out now, whether you get out in May, what do you plan to reside, sir?
With my girlfriend and my house, they need any help with deals and stuff, so they're struggling out there, so I just, it's kind of hard for me to be locked up, but like you said, I think it's May 11th when the such an SED day is.
Yes, sir.
So that's like in 6 weeks or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir, that's about 6 weeks, yes, sir, it won't be that long. When you, did you take advantage of any programs, you know, like training programs for employment or anything like that when you were out, sir?
No, I was working by the second day I was out.
So what were you doing, sir?
Security, sir.
Oh, excuse me, okay, so. Do you plan to continue yes. doing security when you get out, sir?
Yes, I still have my job.
Okay.
I was working two jobs. I was doing the gym show and the tents in January, and I was taking care of the fossils and stuff. And at nighttime, I would work taking care of the sheriff vehicles because they were getting vandalized in the nighttime, and people would break their windows or spray paint. So they hired me to wash the sheriff's vehicles on Denton Highway in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, okay. Yes,
I was working two jobs, and I'm very tired, but I had to do it for my family.
Yes, sir. We're glad you're taking care of your family and you're thinking of your family, because that's very important. There's nothing like family, sir. Now we'll see if other board members might have any questions for you before we move on. I don't see any further questions at this time coming from other board members, sir. We're coming to a stand of your hearing, but as I said, this is your hearing. Is there anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into the discussion and makes its decision, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. The board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. Following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. I think that it would be, I'm going to be very brief, succinct here. I think it would be in the best interest of the citizen of Arizona, as well as, I believe, for Mr. Molina, if he just complete this term, as he said, he's got about 6 more weeks, and I think if he completes that, he can come out and continue to be a great security officer and move up and take care of his family and his kids and his entire family. And therefore, I think I'm not in favor of coming out now, but I want to come out in May 11th so that he can be productive. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Molina did violate terms and conditions of the supervision that he was delinquent, that he had, that while he was out, he had, absconded for some 55 days because his parole officer had no idea where he was, although he was living there with his girlfriend and the kids. And also information containing warrant number 2017 W4265. I move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By unanimous determination of the board, say your community supervision has been revoked. I hope you're going to be around May 11th of this year, about 6 weeks.
Yes, sir.
We wish you the best, sir. At that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to get your own.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to be successful. Am I right, sir? You're going to be
yes,
successful
sir.
This time. We don't want to see you in orange again, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Your hearing is over, sir.
All right. You too.
Thank you.